Okay, bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Qala tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kitabihil kareem ba'd an aqul a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون أتواصوا به بل هم قوم طاغون فتول عنهم فما أنت بملوم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين فإن للذين ظلموا ذنوبا مثل ذنوب أصحابهم فلا يستعجلون فويل للذين كفروا من يومهم الذي يوعدون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما اللهم ارنا حقيقة الاشياء كما هي اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه امين يا رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Moving right along to our 9th episode in this series of Ramadan conversations, we are exploring certain selected passages from the Quran which are responding to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, his struggles, his efforts that he is making in Mecca for now, and then of course we'll see as migration takes place, and then in Medina as well. Right around this time, it is important to note that the earlier passages that we spoke about, those were, it was more, we could say more confidently that those were the first revelations, or those could be located in that time period, in the earlier part, and even in that order, we could say that with more confidence. As we are going on, the degree of confidence that we have as to the exact time period is not so much. We have a fairly good idea as to when these ayats were revealed, but there is, of course, a lot of room for interpretation in placing these ayats in different time periods within Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life. But there is a general consensus that, of course, these particular ayat are from the earlier time period. But what specifically, where in the earlier, we cannot definitively say. Right, so it's not necessarily an exact chronological order that has to be borne in mind. Now, this particular passage that I recited from, this is the third ruku of Surat Dhariyat, and in retrospect, the one that we did yesterday was Surat At-Tur, which is the surah after this, so maybe this should have been done first, but in any case, it's around about the same time period. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the criticism, predominantly verbal, the accusations that the Quraysh of Mecca are hurling against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way they're trying to demean him, tarnish his reputation, character assassination attempts that are taking place. They're trying to make sure that people don't listen to him. Anybody who would try to come or try to talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah would try to talk to them, present the message to them. People of Quraysh, leaders of Quraysh, the likes of Abu Jahl, the likes of Abu Lahab, they would be in close proximity abusing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking to the same person and telling them, don't mind him, he's crazy. Don't listen to him, he's lost it. We're trying to deal with him, we're really sorry. He's completely bonkers. Those statements about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his presence, they would make to anyone that he is attempting a conversation with, right? The response that he's getting in these first few years, other than a couple of people, mostly it is, even in total, the first few years yields Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a handful of people, literally a handful of people, not a lot. And those two do not belong to the more influential, what the Quraysh would consider the more wise of their clan. They were not the most well-off financially. They were not people of authority. So the only people responding to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are usually younger people. They're slaves. They're his wife, his nephew, his best friend. That's the response that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has gotten. His own... Hang on, there's an issue with my connection here. Let me see if this comes back. Okay, we're back. Connection is back. Okay, so there is a... that's the response that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is getting. There's his own uncles have rejected him. And not in any small way. They have publicly rejected him, demeaned him. Now, in that context, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hurt. And there is so many different expressions of that hurt, some of which we have spoken about when we spoke to about Surah Al-Hijr, where he's deeply in pain. The chest is feeling constrained. What do I do? Where do I go? What's going on here? Why aren't they listening? It is to their own detriment. Why are they treating me like this? All of those experiences we spoke about, how Allah responds to that with Surah Fatiha. And then one of the experiences of when all of that is going on, Quran stops coming, no more revelation, a break in revelation at that point. Rasulullah is wondering, what happened now? Where do I go now? What's the point of my life if revelation has stopped? Allah has abandoned me. The reassurance came, no, we haven't abandoned you. We're not displeased with you. Then the sentiment, the experience where he's saying, okay, why don't I just, Quran and recitation and prayer, salah, dua, this relationship with Allah, why can't this be the most of what I do or all of what I do? And the revelation responds to that, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you're done, when you're free, then we can talk. You have to take care of your responsibilities, as difficult as it is. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. In that usr, in that difficulty, there is yusra, there is ease. And even this ease of spirituality that you're feeling is deeply connected with that pain. So it is this process that you have to go through. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again, all the bullying that he is experiencing, this that Allah comes to his aid and reassurance, saying him, you're not invisible. We see you. How well do we see you? We have you in our eyes. And then another vagary of emotion or of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is experiencing is, am I doing something wrong? Is there something that I missed that they're not responding the way they should? What is it of the beauty of the Quran, the beauty of nature, the beauty of Allah, that I'm not being able to represent before them. And it is in this self-blaming that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is contemplating. What can I do differently? That was his response, or one of his responses. Maybe I can do something different. Maybe I am not doing what I'm supposed to do. That Allah responds to here, and beautiful passage, third ruku of Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. Allah says, we have built the heaven with our own hands. And for sure, we cause it to expand. We continue to expand it. Allah is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the face of the difficulty that he's encountering with the Quraysh, the strength of the Quraysh, the power that the Quraysh have, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being asked to look at the power of Allah. Look at the grandeur of his creation, the perfection in the heavens, the skies. The power of Allah has not been exhausted. Allah is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we continue to expand it. It is a continuously expanding creation, a continuously growing universe. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا, and we have spread out the earth. فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ, and how excellent is the one who spread it. Allah referring to his own greatness, his power, his wisdom, his beauty that is before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, and we created everything in pairs so that you may remember. That how the pairing within creation is depictive of its purposefulness, and how that purposefulness is attained in relationship. How those relationships of complementing pairs that are different in important ways, but they come together, complete each other in so many others. In the physical dimension of the universe, in the biological domain of reality, in the psychological domain, in the spiritual domain, you see all of these pairings that complement each other. And within this, we spoke about the importance of pain and suffering as the importance of night today. Right? وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَكَّرُونَ, so that you may remember. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. And so from here, without saying قُل, without telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say this, without saying قَالَ, now he said, no. It has been made a part of the Quranic message, but it is a quote of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he is delivering to the people around him. Telling people, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah. Run towards Allah. You see the greatness of his creation, of what he has in his power, of the beauty in nature that depicts his beauty. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah. There is something in this phrase that it resonates, but it's difficult to present, to articulate. Running towards Allah, running is a depiction of commitment, of passion, of something that you're desperate for. It's a sign of desperation, that you're running towards Allah, looking for something, to be complete, to find your match, your relationship, that which will complete you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, finding his own completion, is asking the community, the other people, all of humanity pretty much, run towards Allah. That it is in running towards him that you will find that fulfillment. Inni lakum minhu nadhirun mubin. I am to you from him a clear warner. I ran to him, I came back to you to get you. I am a warner from him to you.
وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. Don't set up any other God besides Allah. Who are you running towards? Someone's running over there, someone's running over there. Everyone's running in different directions, thinking that they will find completion, fulfillment, meaning in any and all but Allah. I ran to Allah, I am from Allah. A warner to tell you, that's not how it works. You can't set up equals with Him. You can't take up, you can't give what only Allah is deserving of to others. And it is in this quote of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he is saying, this depiction of how the relationship with Allah does not exclude, does not preclude relationship with others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one saying, asking others to run towards Allah, is the one who has run towards Allah and then run back to people to draw, to make this connection. And it's a beautiful metaphor for a prophet, one running towards Allah and then running towards the people, looking to draw this connection, this relationship. That the dharf or the wus'at or the capacity, the magnanimity of Allah, as depicted in nature, in the grandeur of nature, is such that He is able to hold all of these different relationships. That for Him, the demand is not to leave dunya. Running towards Him does not mean running away from the world. Rasulullah ran towards Him, ran back to the world. Keeps going to make these connections. Activity in maintaining this relationship, holding this balance. And Allah, the demand that He will make though, is those particular relationships or aspects within those relationships that ask you to exclude Allah absolutely. Those are demonic relationships. There can be no tolerance to those. Although, in the short run, the forgiveness, the hilm of Allah tolerates even that. And Allah says, go ahead. You wanna lead a demonic life? You go ahead and live a demonic life. One that cuts off relationships. Go ahead. See what that brings you. See what that results in. See if you're happier that way. See if the society is better that way. See if the fruits of that are what you're actually looking for, what you set out to do, you actually attained. Go ahead. His hilm allows for even that. إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٌ إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is told that there came, this is how it was before. Just like this, messengers came to them before. And whenever a messenger came, they all said, he's a magician, he's a madman. أَتَوَاصَوْا بِهِ. Did they suggest it to them? Are those previous generations of those who rejected prophets, did they pass down this legacy? Are they talking to the people of Quraysh? The people of Quraysh are mimicking their responses to the dot. It's so uncanny. Are they in conversation? بَلْهُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ. No, they have another commonality. They're all people of transgression. They're people who cross bounds. They're people who are so given into their sinfulness, their injustices, that they can't stand anyone who talks of justice, truth, beauty, talks of tawheed, talks of Allah. بَلْهُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِمَلُومٍ. And then Allah turns to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, turn away from these people. You run towards Allah, you turn towards people, you ask them to run towards Allah, they still don't listen. They respond with all of these hurtful accusations and abuses. You turn away from them. You're thinking it's your fault? فَتَوَلْعَنُمْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِمَلُومٍ. You are not to blame at all. It's not your fault. وَذَكِّرْ. And you should continue to remind though. you continue to remind. فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. For reminders, your teachings, will resonate with the believers. Those who do believe, they will need to hear this again and again and again and again. Because in the face of the Quraysh claiming the contrary and claiming that with authority that they have, the power that they have, with the money that they have, they will be shaken. So for you to continuously go back to them, reassure them, remind them, remind them, remind them, it'll benefit them. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinns and humans except for my ibadah. That there is this destiny for which this creation is in its place. And that destiny is this gnosis of Allah, which will manifest itself in a life, in a community life, directed towards Him, circumambulating around Him. And what does it mean for a community to be directed towards Him or revolving around Him? It means that it stands for His attributes, His beautiful attributes, the Asma'ul Husna, for truth, for beauty, for justice, for relationship. That's what it means. That is the destiny, the purpose towards which and for which the human jinn creation is there for. And to have that level of gnosis, that now it's the gnosis or the knowledge of Allah, is at the level of community. It's a community held together by these understandings, and because the community has this knowledge of Allah, the ultimate other, it has this knowledge of their own selves. Because you can't know the other without knowing yourself better. So ibadah, as much as it is a process of knowing Allah more, loving Allah more, conversely, reciprocally, it is a process of knowing your own self and loving your own self. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ. I don't want any provision from them. They don't have to feed me. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. They don't have to feed me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ. Allah Himself is the provider. He's the one who feeds. ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. He's the possessor of awesome strength. Don't you see how His magnanimity in willing to be in this relationship with you, despite His strength and power? فَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذَنُوبًا مِثْلَ ذَنُوبِ أَصْحَابِهِمْ فَلَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. And definitely for these unjust people who don't listen to you, who abuse you, who pain you, who hurt you and your followers, there's going to be a share. They're going to get a share in the punishment. Just like their predecessors. فَلَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Do not let them be impatient with me. They're just urging Allah and bringing it on, bring it on, bring on the punishment. No. When they get it, and they will get it, they won't like it. They will see the consequences of this. These actions are going to be with consequences. فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So damn those who refuse to believe. مِيَوْمِهِمُ الَّذِي يُعَدُونَ. From the promised day of their turn. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.